This is something that has been doing the rounds as of late, and of course, everyone's favourite guy, Bill Gates, appears to be involved in it. Shoppers threaten to boycott Tesco, Morrisons, and Aldi over Arla Foods' food additive Bovaer. Dairy farm Arla is facing threats of a boycott over a controversial additive for cow feed that it says can reduce emissions related to cattle farming. Bovaer is claimed to reduce the amount of methane that cows produce, a significant source of and contributor to levels of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates invested millions in Ruminate, a company developing similar methane-reducing supplements in early 2023 via his investment firm Breakthrough Energy Ventures. Conspiracy theorists have wrongly linked the two firms without evidence. I mean, I just assume that anything that Bill Gates is involved in is dodgy. I mean, I think it's safe to assume that. This guy's talked about population control a lot. A lot. But anyway, Danish firm Arla, which holds the biggest dairy conglomerate in Britain, says that the product can reduce methane emissions by 30% among dairy cattle and is being supported by supermarkets Morrisons, Aldi and Tesco. But supermarkets are being threatened with a boycott amid concerns over the use of additives in food production. There is no suggestion that the additive is not safe for consumers. The UK's Food Standard Agency has approved it for use. Well, it's approved very, very many things, like all the sweeteners that it turns out are carcinogens. Like, there's a lot of stuff that's been a bit like, look, just because the UK's Food Standard Agency approved it, or just because the FDA approved it, doesn't mean it's safe. Right? There's so much shit in our food. Albeit, yeah, we don't have it as bad as America. America's food is just full of poison, right? Which is why RFK has been brought in to remedy that. But still, just because they've said it's safe to eat doesn't mean it's safe to eat. What it means is, well, it doesn't kill you that much. It's dangerous, but it doesn't meet our little danger threshold. So yeah, sure, feed it to your toddler. And Arla has fired back at what it labelled as completely false misinformation around the additive on social media, particularly confusion between Bovaer and the Ruminate company that had benefited from Gates' investment. The tech entrepreneur has been a regular target of conspiracy theorists on social media for years, including during the coronavirus pandemic. Well, he did say a bunch of stuff, didn't he? Like, just listen to any recent speech that Bill Gates gives, right? And listen to some of the stuff that he says, especially when it comes to the population of the Earth. It's just type in Bill Gates population control, click on an interview, and you'll see what I mean. An Arla spokesperson told The Grocer, the info, oh yeah, because I forgot, that's a magazine. It's a magazine for grocers. The information spreading surrounding our link to Bill Gates is completely false, and claims relating to this to his involvement in our products is inaccurate. The firm said in its tweet announcing the trial, "This represents an amazing chance to reduce emissions on farm." Bovaer was cleared for bovine use in the UK at the end of 2023, and several other countries have approved its use in cattle. The additive will be tested by 30 of Arla's 9,000 farmers. So, I don't know. Maybe it's not a good thing to start dicking around with a very vital food source. Because, I mean, I don't know the long-term effects of what this is going to cause, especially if we feed it to cattle. I mean, isn't it true that they were basically giving chickens estrogen to make their breasts bigger? And basically, we were then eating it, and it was basically giving everybody man tits? Don't quote me on that. I'll need to look into that one to see if any of that was true. But anyway, despite the conspiracy theories surrounding the product, the National Farmers Union says shoppers are largely positive about products that reduce cows' methane output, but says it still has questions about its long-term use. Paul Tompkins, NFU Dairy Board Chairman, said this week, "While FSA-approved products could be useful tools in helping to reduce methane emissions, questions remain about long-term efficacy, that it can be used practically and effectively on farm, and that animal health and welfare will not be impacted." Defra research has shown that shoppers are generally positive about methane-suppressing products if human and/or animal health are not affected. And that's the part that bothers me. I want to definitely make sure that they're not affected. Right, that's the part that bothers me. I've got a feeling that just all the cows might keel over one day, or all the kids are going to be born, all the calves are going to be born with like weird genetic defects. It might taint the meat. Maybe it'll fill the meat with fucking even more carcinogens that we're all then chomping down on. Who fucking knows? It's critical we also have a strong evidence base to give farmers the confidence to use these products. This trial project between Arla, Morrisons, Aldi, and Tesco could help provide this evidence. DSM-Firmenich, the firm behind the additive, is prepared to open a Bovaer facility in Scotland as it ramps up production. Arla is behind some of the biggest dairy brands in Britain, including Lurpak Butter and Cravendale Milk. Supermarkets Aldi, Tesco, and Morrisons said of the plan, through collaboration as part of Arla's Farm Ahead customer partnership, we have the ability to address some of the climate challenges facing our food system. Is that It is this collective approach that is really going to make a difference. Gates said in 2023 that action had to be taken to combat methane emissions in cattle. Now, he has actively campaigned for us eating less meat. He also made that absolutely stupid tweet that says a cow produces more pollution than a car. And a guy replied to him saying, okay, I'm going to lock myself in a room with a cow overnight, and you can lock yourself in a room with a car overnight with its engine running, and we can talk about it in the morning, which I thought was quite clever. You can either fix the cows or stop them doing that, or you can make beef without the cow, he told the Sydney-based Lowe Institute think tank, because Bill Gates is also a great big proponent of synthetic meat. A la cyberpunk. Both of those will be pursued to see which one can lead to the best product in terms of taste, health, and cost. He has previously advocated for alternatives to beef and other animal products as part of his push to reduce environmental impacts of meat production. Gates is not the only billionaire looking to fund projects that reduce cows' methane emissions. Jeff Bezos, Amazon's billionaire founder, donated $9.4 million to a project at Surrey's Purbright Institute that aims to reduce the methane produced by cows by means of a vaccination. You can vaccinate against the stomach's natural processes. That's interesting. How does that work? I thought vaccinations were meant to be against like viruses and illnesses and stuff like that. I know that it's bacteria in the stomach that produces the methane, but it's like but I mean, your gut biome is there for a reason, right? A lot of people don't know this, but basically, you are about 10 pounds of you is bacteria. About 10 pounds of your body weight is bacteria, right? And that bacteria is in your guts, in your intestines, it's in your lungs, it's fucking everywhere, it's all throughout your body, and they are actually part of the natural process of your body. And the reason that people start decomposing is basically, after you die, a lot of your body's systems that produce the food that these bacteria need, they all shut down. Basically, all the little factories in your body, they shut down and stop producing the bacteria's food. So the bacteria then starts eating you. And that's why people decompose. Like, that's a horrible thought, and I hope you all get a good night's sleep with that in the back of your head, that if anything in your body stops working, the bacteria inside you will start eating you. Anyway, have fun with that thought.